This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Monday, April 29th. Waking up to some dense fog around the Dallas-Fort Worth area this morning. Once it lifts, it will be a mostly sunny day with a high of 86. It will be clear tonight with a low of 63. Here are today's headlines. A new report says Texas will continue to get hotter, which will worsen other types of extreme weather, such as droughts, wildfires, and heavy rainstorms. The report, produced by the state climatologist, predicts climate patterns through 2036 based on historical data. This report updates findings released in 2021 by incorporating data from the last 2.5 years to further refine the predictions. John Nielsen Gammon, the state climatologist and a report author, reported to the record heat that broiled Texas the last 2 summers. The report predicts that on average, Texas temperatures will rise 1.8 degrees by 2036 above where they were from 1991 through 2020. It doesn't seem like a lot, but it's enough to worsen several types of extreme weather, including wildfires, 100-degree days, and extreme rain. Increased temperatures can lead to drier conditions that increase the risk of wildfires if there is not also frequent rain. Researchers predicted this will likely lengthen the spring and summer wildfire seasons, as higher temperatures will arrive earlier in the year and stay longer. The geographic range of wildfire season is also expected to expand east in Texas because it will be hotter and therefore likely drier. In other news, 2 Dallas County school districts say they are tightening their security protocols on their campuses in the wake of a rash of school shootings in North Texas. Garland and Dallas ISDs shared with families that they are implementing a few changes at their campuses to keep students safe. Nearly 200,000 students combined were enrolled in campuses at these 2 districts in the previous school year, according to data from the National Center for Education Statistics. The changes come following several shootings impacting North Texas students. On Friday, classes at Franklin D. Roosevelt High School in Dallas were canceled after 2 students were wounded in a drive-by shooting. 2 days prior, an 18-year-old student was killed and another student was taken into custody in a shooting on the grounds of James Bowie High School in Arlington. 2 weeks ago, a student was shot and wounded inside a classroom at Wilmer Hutchins High School in Dallas. Dallas ISD officials said the April 12th shooting on the Southeast Oak Cliff campus has shown us areas where we must improve to keep our schools safe. A district investigation found the gun in the shooting was brought into the school during the late entry process, in which officials say several safety protocols were not strictly followed. Officials have said they are increasing staff for arrival and dismissal, retraining them on backpack searches, wands, and metal detectors, and revamping schedules so more staff are around to monitor students. On campuses in Garland ISD, officials said students can expect to see an increased security presence that includes daily random searches using walkthrough metal detectors. Next up, Choctaw Landing, the newest casino and resort in Hochatown, Oklahoma, is less than 4 hours from Dallas and ready to welcome hundreds of thousands of guests this year, with a large portion of them expected to be Texans. The $238 million facility sits on 80 acres with a view of lush trees, accompanied by the sounds of birds constantly whistling in the distance. The getaway location is unlike many others where casinos are located, quiet and ready to welcome everyone from individual gamblers to families looking for an escape. It's set to open May 23rd. The Choctaw Nation is taking another role at pulling tourists from North Texas, Oklahoma City, and Western Arkansas after establishing itself as a major player in the gaming industry with its flagship 1,700-room casino and resort in Durant, one of its 8 casinos in the state. Windstar World Resort in Thackerville, operated by the Chickasaw Nation, has 1,300-plus rooms and hosts major musical and comedy acts, including upcoming shows from Stevie Nicks, Duran Duran, and Kevin Hart. Gamblers spent nearly $3.2 billion in 133 Oklahoma casinos back in 2022. The Hochatown property, which has a 24-hour casino with 600 slot machines, 8 table games, and a center bar, wants to go beyond being a gambling getaway. And Southwest Airlines is reconsidering its open seating policy, a dramatic change in a practice that dates back to the airline's roots. On Thursday, during the company's first quarter earnings call, where Southwest reported a $231 million loss, Southwest CEO Bob Jordan said the Dallas-based air carrier was considering more transformational options, which includes a study around customer preference for seating and the cabin. Southwest has taken strides recently to improve the customer experience, including adding Wi-Fi, larger overhead bins, and in-seat power for chargers and other devices in the cabin. Jordan wouldn't give specifics of what the airline was exploring, but told investors that work is well underway. Jordan said the airline's seating policy was designed at a time when load factors were lower. Air travel demand has mostly been restored post-pandemic, and airlines are trying to implement new changes that combat the rush of travelers. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit dallasnews.com. Enjoy your day. I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.